Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Rose, and today's daily devotional is called There's Something About That Name. 1 Samuel 14, verse 23 says, "So the Lord saved Israel that day." This is a powerful sentence for many reasons. However, one of the meanings of this sentence that can often get lost on English speakers is that within this sentence, we have the words that come together to form the name of our Savior, Jesus. Well, sort of. Let me see if I can explain. And if you joined us on Christmas morning this last Christmas, then you may have heard something like this, and I'll give you a link to find out more. But first, we have to remember that Jesus was Jewish. He was born with a Hebrew name. It was a very popular name because he was named after the guy who settled the Promised Land, Joshua. I'm sort of fond of that name myself. But in Hebrew, Joshua is pronounced Yeshua. Excuse me, Yahashua. This is confusing. And this is the combination of the two words in our verse today, Yahweh Yasha, which means the Lord saves. But how did we get Jesus from Yahashua? Well, by the time of Jesus, who grew up speaking Aramaic, the name was shortened to Yeshua, which would have been the name Mary and Joseph named their little miracle baby. But the question remains, why did we change his name to Jesus? At the time that our New Testament authors were writing, the Greek language was the most common written language, so they used Greek to write out his name instead of Aramaic. They weren't trying to change his name. There just wasn't a great way to spell Yeshua in Greek. The problem is that the name Yeshua is a particularly difficult name to write in the Greek alphabet for two reasons. First, the two main consonant sounds in the name don't even show up in Greek. There is no Yah sound, and there is no sh sound in the Greek alphabet. So the Yah had to become an iota and epsilon, which make the sound of a long E and a long A. Then the sh sound had to become a sigma or a s sound. But then, to make matters worse, if a Greek name ends in an A, like Yeshua does, then that would suggest that it is a female name. Jesus was not a female. Male names typically have to end in an S. Therefore, when they put it all together, the name becomes Iesus. Then, when the Roman Empire, and we're not done yet, when the Roman Empire took over and Latin became the dominant language, they spelled his name Iesus. Even the earliest Greek or English versions of the Bible spelled his name I-E-S-U-S. It wasn't until the J was added to the English language only about 400 years ago that we started calling him Jesus. What does that mean? Am I going to stop calling him Jesus? No, I love that name. However, I don't ever want to forget that Jesus' name means Yahweh saves, Yahweh Yasha. He saved Israel that day in 1 Samuel 14 through Jonathan, but he saves us every single day through Jesus. So if you'd like to hear more about that name, you can go look up this last Christmas's sermon at efcc.org/sermons. God bless everybody. Have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.